Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoyit Shir number 8 from Yishalayim Ira Kodesh, where he discusses the importance of focusing on every single prat, every single detail, whether it's the Ruchnius, whether it's the Gashmius. Thank Hashem for it and appreciate. And the more we come to appreciate the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, then the more we build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greater the relationship, the greater we're going to do with mitzvahs. For example, he says, the more a person has, the more he has to appreciate. A person who was given the opportunity, he says, to sit in Beis Medrash, Umisha Som Chelkum Yoshe Beis Medrash, he has to appreciate the fact he's able to learn the Beis Medrash. The person who was given the opportunity, the ability to understand between Midos Toivos and between Isurim, to understand what an Isur is. Not everybody understands what an Isser is. A person who appreciates that something is forbidden, it's like poison. These are the words he says, Mishachon Hashem Chochma V'das. A person who Hashem gave this person a gift of Chochma V'das, of wisdom and knowledge. Lehisnaig B'midos Toivis V'yishoris. To behave in the proper way, that a person realizes this way, to behave in the proper way with Midos Toivis, that's what I should be doing. We shouldn't take that for granted. It's a little thing which you think, of course you behave properly. Someone does you a chesed, you say thank you. We should do chasadim for other people. We think it's olive base, but not everybody realizes this. And look at the next line. Or listen to the next line, where he says, Ulahakir bignus ha'isurin, v'hamidus rois, lisrachik mehen, v'oifin sheyimtza chen v'secho toy bein l'kin v'odom, v'yoysoy oysay ha'yosh v'atoyiv, he says, for a person to acknowledge and to realize when something is usser. Many people don't appreciate that if there's a loisa say, a mitzvah that we're told by Hashem, don't do it, it's not good for you. I know somebody that was taking a certain medicine, and then he found out that there's a minute chance, a 0.000, very, very, very minute chance that there's a possibility of, he stopped taking the medicine. Because maybe one in a million of cases it might come to some. We have to view an Isser the same way. We have to view Midos Rois, bad character traits, the same way. And the person who is given this understanding that a Midah Ra is something to stay away from, or an Isser is something to stay away from, we have to translate and turn that into thanking Hashem for giving me the ability to understand what Ra is, and giving me the ability to understand what Toiv is. It sounds like, what, and I have to thank Hashem for understanding evil? Yes. I have to thank Hashem for understanding what good is? Yes. A person has to create this appreciation to the point where he has a burning love inside of him to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. We have to feel humbled by all the chesed that Hashem showers upon us. The words from Shlomo HaMelech, HaChayitein Liboy, the person who's alive, he has to pay attention and focus and think this over and over. V'yeshmin Ava Acheres. Now he comes to a different type of Ava. An Ava Acheres, Haba Mitzad HaSeichel, comes from Seichel. What is this Ava? V'inikris Avos HaRoimimus. Avos HaRoimimus. We have a similar Ava, we have similar Yiras HaRoimus, where a person has an awe of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is an Ava HaRoimus. He has a love from the greatness, because of the greatness of Hashem. Ki mishi yesh boi seichel toiv. Shemakem mailo se'ish ha-sholim v'liboi chovetz b'shleimus. Oyev se'ish ha-sholim al shleimusoi Ava asa. What he's saying is like this. There are people who, I'll give you an example. I like being around them because I feel by osmosis, I become a better person. There are certain friends of mine have such midos toivos, just by me being in their dalet amos, in their radius around them, I feel like I'm a better person, I'm elevated. That being the case, Allah has kam v'kamu. How much more so? She yesh le'elva is a bayriz barach. Shu hasholim ha'amiti. B'chomi nishleimus betachas hasholimus. Even more so, we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think of the person in your mind who is the biggest Baal Chesed, the biggest Baal Midas. He talks the nicest, he acts the nicest, he cares about everybody the sweetest way. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way you love that person, the same way when you see that person come into the room, you feel good. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here every single second, we should feel great. We should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehu HaSholem HaMiti. B'chol Mini HaShleimus B'tachos HaShleimus. Every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete, as great as it can be. Aval Ava Zu Lo Yitochin El B'doimim. Shechavitz B'toiv V'hoylech B'derech Toivim. Only people that are similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who are Shleimim themselves. Person who is a Shalem, to some degree, that wants to become a greater Shalem, he wants to elevate himself even higher, he's a person who can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a person who can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this Shleimus. He feels great being in the presence of Hashem. So to review the main points, let's appreciate the Ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the opportunity to learn. Let's appreciate the fact that we can understand, as Mesil Sharm says, there are people who think right is left and left is right. And just look at the world that we live in out there. It's a world like Sdoim, where you throw a rock at somebody and say, okay, you owe me money now. It's backwards. And we, Baruch Hashem, have the Seichel Toiv to appreciate what's right and what's wrong. This is something to thank Hashem for. Every single pran, every single detail. And the more we do this, and we don't take it for granted, and we want to connect to the Sholem Ha'amit, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of this builds our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem.